It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, news comes yesterday of a terror attack in London, killing four people, dozens run down. The assailant is also dead. The grip of fear with the possibility of terrorist attacks continues.
That's right, David. The fact is that here's the parliament. It is surrounded by armed guards, which is not traditional in Great Britain, but it certainly is being done now. This is the heart of democracy, the parliament of the United Kingdom, and still a guy gets into a car and he runs into a fence and he mows down people and he takes a knife and he puts it into a beloved policeman. And what, you think that that couldn't happen virtually anywhere in the world, and has happened. And so there is this terrible fear that is achieved by these miserable people who are ready and willing to kill and maim, and what can I say, except that we all know why this is done. It is done to put fear into all of us.
Looks like Democrats are weighing a deal to let Judge Neil Gorsuch through, the Supreme Court nominee, of course. The deal Democrats would most likely pursue, says Politico this morning, would be to allow confirmation of Neil Gorsuch in exchange for a commitment from Republicans not to kill the filibuster for a subsequent vacancy.
Yes, David. If, in fact, the Democrats say you need to get the 60 votes, then there'll be a temptation, at least on the part of the Republicans, to say, okay, we're going to drop the nuclear option here, and we are going to say it just takes a simple majority to do this. And so they may well say, okay, we'll make this deal. The problem with the deal, of course, is that there will be another nomination. And what do? You do this every single time. You were deprived of your own candidate when President Obama nominated Merrick Garland, and he was deprived of that, even though it's constitutional. And the hypocrisy is rank that the Republicans have raised here in defending this and saying, hey, we're just following the Constitution. That's a joke. They were not following the Constitution when there was an opportunity for President Obama to make a pick. It was over a year in advance. They could have gotten up there and said no, but they didn't choose to do that. The Democrats are infuriated. Let's remember that Hillary Clinton, who would have picked the next Supreme Court judge had she been elected, won the popular vote. So it isn't as if there's this extraordinary mandate, anything but. There is a rock and a hard place for the Democrats here, and it's a terrible choice that they have to make. But if I were them, I would say, hey, nope, we're going to insist that you get the 60 votes. And if you want to do the nuclear option, fine. But remember, your turn will come.
Will the votes come for the GOP health care plan in the House? Your thoughts this morning.
David, I don't have any question that from the very beginning, this was what was going to happen. Certainly, it's going to happen in the House of Representatives, and it may well happen in the Republican-dominated Senate. You know, conservatives have been wrangled, and it looks like they're going to go for it, even though the Koch brothers are not happy about this. But the head retributor, Donald Trump, has made it clear that he's not going to be happy with anybody who doesn't vote for his bill. There are those people who think it isn't really a question as to whether the bill is any good or not. It is a question as to whether the president can have any bill so he can say that his agenda has been met. When it gets to the Senate, that's where we're going to really see the problem. Now, in New York State, you know what's happened. They've given the governor conniptions because what they want to do is say to the counties, you don't have to pay your 12-13%, whatever it is, of the Medicaid costs, and New York City will have to pay it. And the governor says it's going to cost a lot of money for New York that it doesn't have. In any case, it is a way that John Faso and others have been given a lifeline. He can say, well, I've saved the taxpayers a lot of money, and so can the other Republicans, particularly the Republican marginals in upstate New York.
House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes declared yesterday, Alan, that members of Donald Trump's transition team, possibly including the president himself, were under inadvertent surveillance following November's presidential election. The president says he feels vindicated.
Well, he actually said, I feel somewhat vindicated. But he can't feel vindicated. This president said, I've just learned that Barack Obama has tapped my phones in Trump Tower. He did not do that. The FBI says he didn't do it. His own Justice Department says he didn't do it. And yet he persists with this nonsense. Now we find Nunes, who is supposed to be conducting an independent investigation and said he was going to conduct an independent investigation, runs up to the White House with the first gleaming of something that really has nothing to do with the original accusation at all. And when the president says, I was somewhat vindicated, it's a bunch of nonsense. He wasn't vindicated. He made a statement that really turns out to be a prevarication, put in another term, a lie.